Badger, one of only seven skaters that were out there today. Why'd you want to get out on the ice? Why'd you feel it was important?
Well, I like to skate. That's the main thing. I want to keep my touch. I feel like I play better when I skate more. So that's why. And I don't like to just sit in a room and wait for the plane to take off. I'm just rather skate and have fun on the ice.
So you're working on your shot, especially at the end, down at the far end with Brendan. Is that something that you put any more emphasis on at this time of year, and maybe with the pucks not going in the way that we're used to seeing?
No, we were just playing for money. That's it. I want to play for money, so that's why I did it. But no,
did you win?
Yeah, you guys can guess. But no, I'm always try to get better, and especially not pucks are not going in right now. It's just try to practice and try to work on that. And if you leave it like that, you're not gonna score. It's not just gonna come to you. You gotta work on it, and you gotta work hard to get those chances, and hopefully score.
Early last year, you had a tough stretch, and I remember you saying how hard hockey was, and you weren't doing a lot of positive things and didn't have a lot of confidence at that time. How about now?
I would probably say the same things. There's been a big stretch where I haven't scored. So it's kind of my specialty, and it's always frustrating when you're not doing the right things. But there's still a lot of other things you can do well for the team, and that's kind of my focus now, that I try to rather do those things and not worry about the goals, because eventually they'll come when you work hard and do those small things right. So that's kind of my mindset.
How much better are you at those other things than you used to be?
I think still kind of working on it. If you compare it to last year, I think I'm better. So that's a good sign, but there's always room to improve. And I'm still 20 years old, so I'm not worrying about that too much. You'll learn when you get older, but just try to get better every day.
Do you take the struggles home with you?
Not really. Obviously, it's in the back of your head always when you're not scoring and we're just struggling here. But I would not say that I take it home. I'm at home. I'm not worrying about hockey. Just trying to think about something else. And not take these things that happen here at the rink to home with me.
It seems like sometimes when you say you've admitted that your confidence was low, you seem to respond with a whole bunch of goals after that. Is that the kind of thing you're expecting now?
No, it's not. It's not. I'm not saying these things because I want to score in the next game. I'm just saying this to you guys because this is how I think the thing is. I've had a couple of good responses in the last couple of years after I've said something like this. So hopefully I can do some positive things on the ice and get over this bad stretch.
How are you enjoying playing the left side, Patrick?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of fun. I think, I haven't played on the left side just a few games the last couple of years, so it's still kind of getting used to it. But I feel like more comfortable on that side, and there's still a lot of things I need to work on, especially playing left side in the NHL is different than I've used to. So just kind of working on that in practice as well, and just try to learn from experiences.
Do you feel like the chances have been there, and Patrick, like, are you happy with what you've been able to generate in terms of attempts, and it's just a matter of them not going in?
Not really. I think there's always you can always get more chances, and last game I had a couple, but it doesn't worry me because I don't score from those chances. And I think we can, as a line, we can play better offense and just try to support one another more and just create some ozone time and hopefully a couple of goals.